The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Tarter found that from the start, state leaders embraced a hierarchical society and political institutions that excluded people, hence the book's title.
I call it the grandees of government. That's an 18th century phrase used to refer to one of the most powerful of the members of the House of Burgesses in the 1750s. During the first two centuries of Virginia's history, the government was of the tobacco planters, by the tobacco planters, and for the tobacco planters.
Post-Civil War, African Americans exercised the rights to vote and govern, which were stripped away by the 1902 Constitution. Tarter calls that serious backsliding that erased democratic gains.
That set the stage for an extremely small group of political leaders in the Democratic Party to dominate politics and government for decades. In fact, they dominated government in Virginia from the mid-1880s to the mid-1960s. They left out the black people, left out the women, and maintained a political economy that favored the same sorts of people for generations.
He says the General Assembly's traditional dominance continues with its strict Dillon Rule power over localities. The book is published by UVA Press. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.